Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha Tetzaveh. That is Perek Chaf Ches, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Now we've been learning about the big day Kohen Gadol, the garments that the Kohen Gadol wore. And we've already learned about the Chayshin and the Ephod. And now we continue. The Pasuk tells us, V'asises Me'il Ha'Ephod, you should make the Me'il of the Ephod, which is some sort of coat or cloak of the Ephod, Kalil Techeles, completely out of Techeles, out of blue wool. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Rashi tells us, Es Me'il Ha'Ephod, Sho Ephod Nitan Alv L'Chag. The ephod was placed on top of this me'il as a belt. Kalil tcheles, kulei tcheles. The entire thing has to be tcheles. She'ein min acher ma'ir boy. We're not allowed to have anything else mixed up in it. Usually we've been learning that tcheles, argaman, and telas shani all go together. However, this me'il was made only out of tcheles. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis. V'haya pi roshe b'soichai. Its neck hole should be folded inside. Safa yia lepiv saviv. Its opening should have a border around. Masi oirig, the work of a weaver. Kefi sachra yia loy. It should be like the opening of a suit of armor, loy kareya, it's not allowed to be torn. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vaya pi roshay, pi ha me'il begavai, that means the top opening of the me'il, hu psichas besatzavar, that's the neck hole. Besoichai kitargumai, like Targum translates it as kafil ligave, has to be folded inside. Kafil soichai, it's folded inside, lios loy lesafik filasai, so that the edge, the lining, the rim of the neck hole should be folded inside. Vaya maisa oireg, vlay b'machat, it's woven, it's not sewn. Kefi sachra, lamanu, we learn from here, shashir yanim shalahem pi that their armor had the neck hole folded inwards, so that it should not be torn. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vasisa al Shulav, and you should make on its hem rimayne tcheles v'argamen v'tcheles shani, pomegranates of blue wool, purple wool, and scarlet wool, al shulav saviv, on its hem around, upamayne zahav b'saicham saviv, and bells of gold in between them all around. Pamayne zahav rimayne, pamayne zahav rimayne, a golden bell and a pomegranate, golden bell and a pomegranate, al shulei hama'il saviv, on the hem of the me'il all around. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Rimayne, what are these pomegranates? Agulim v'chalulim hayu kimin rimaynim ha'asim kibetzis tarnagoyles. They were round and hollow like pomegranates that are made like a chicken's egg. Upamayne zahav, what are these golden bells? Zagim, it's a bell, im in balim shebeseichem, along with their clapper inside, meaning it was a real bell. Beseichem saviv, beinehem saviv, that means in between them all around the hem. Bein shnei rimaynim, in between every two pomegranates, pomayne echad, there was one bell, davuk v'tali b'shulei ha'me'il, that was connected and hanging on the bottom of the me'il. Pasuk Lamed Daled, Rashi tells us, pomayne zahav rimayne, pomayne zahav v'rimayne etzloi. Again, there was a gold bell, and then a rimayne, a gold bell, and then a rimayne. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Hei, v'hayal arin l'sharis, and it should be placed on arin while he serves. V'nishma kalib b'vayal ha'kadosh v'nei Hashem, and its sound should be heard as he goes into the kadosh, meaning into the Beis HaMikdash, or into the Mishkan, in front of Hashem, u'betzeisai, and also when he leaves, v'loyom and he won't die. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Hei v'lo yamos mechlal lav atashemeya hein. From the negative, we hear the positive. Im yulai, if he's wearing this lo yis chayv misos, then he's not going to be chayv miso. Hay mekanes mechusar echad min abgadim halalu. However, if he goes to do the avoda and he's missing one of these begadim that we've been talking about, chayv miso b'dei shemaim, he's chayv miso b'dei shemaim. Let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vav, and we continue to learn about the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore. Vasisa tzitz zav tar. You should make a tzitz out of pure gold. Ufitach to olav pituche chaysam, and you should engrave on it. Engraving like a signet ring, Kodesh Lashem, the words Kodesh Lashem. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Tzitz, what is that? Kimin Tashel Zav Haya. It was like a plate of gold, Reichav Shtei Etzbais, it was 2 fingers wide, Makif Al Metzach Me'ezen La'ezen, it extended on his forehead from ear to ear. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Zayin. V'samta Eisai al psil tcheles, and you should put on it a string of tcheles. V'haya al mitznefes, it should be on the mitznefes, meaning the hat that the Kohen Gadol wore. El mul p'nei mitznefes, yeah, it should be opposite the mitznefes. Now we're not going to read Rashi inside. However, Rashi over here tells us that there were 6 strings on the tzitz, 2 on the right, 2 on the left, and 2 on the top, which completely encircled the Kohen Gadol's head. The 2 on the left went around the left side. The 2 on the right went on the right side of the Kohen Gadol's head, and the 2 on top they went across the top of the mitznefes, and that's how the tzitz was secured. Continuing in the Pasuk Lameches, V'haya al Metzach Aaron, and it should be on the forehead of Aaron, V'nasa Aaron is Havayna Kadashim, and Aaron should bear the sin of the Kadashim, Asher Yekdishu B'nei Yisrael, that the B'nei Yisrael were Makdish, L'chol Matnes Kadashim, all the different things that they were Makdish, V'haya al Metzach Tamid, it should be on his forehead always, L'ratzein Lohem, as an appeasement for them, L'fnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here, what's going on in this Pasuk Lameches. What's this Lashon of V'nasa Aaron? Rashi tells us Lashon Slicha, it's an expression of atonement. Let's jump to the next Rashi, because what's the tzitz atoning for? As a vayin hakadoshim, l'ratzes al hadam v'alachelev shekarv b'toma, it creates an appeasement, an atonement for blood or for chelev of a carbon that was brought b'toma. Let's say this animal became tame and it was brought anyway, even though it wasn't supposed to be brought, vitzitz somehow affects an appeasement or atonement for that person that was supposed to bring the carbon. Jump to the next Rashi, v'ayal mitzchay tamid, it has to always be on his forehead. Rashi tells us, ef shor leimer, shehayal mitzchay tamid, it can't be that the tzitz always has to be on the kohen gadol's forehead. Shorei eine olav ela b'shas avayda, he only wears it while he's doing the avayda. When he's not doing avayda, he doesn't wear the tzitz. So ela tamid, what does it mean? It has to be there constantly. L'ratzis lehem afilu eina mitzchay, that means that the ritzoy, this atonement that's created by the tzitz, will always happen even when he's not wearing it. Shleihei kohen gadol avid b'yis hasha, even if the kohen gadol is not doing the avayda at that time, he decided to take a break for the day, or he's taking a rest, whatever it is, the other kohanim are doing the avayda, nonetheless, the tzitz is still meratze. L'devar Eimer, according to the one that says, Odeya al metzchay mechaper meratze, if he's wearing it, then it creates this atonement, v'imav, if not, any meratze, then this appeasement does not happen, meaning the kohen gadol has to be wearing the tzitz in order to create this ritzoy. Nidrash, how do we darshan this pasuk? Al mitzchay tamid, melami, this teaches us, shem mashmesh bai ba'ayda al mitzchay, he has to be constantly touching it when he is wearing it. He shouldn't take his mind off of the tzitz. It says kodesh l'Hashem on it. He should always be focused on the fact that he's wearing the tzitz. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Tes, we're going to be learning about another one of his begadim. V'shibatzta haketainus sheish. The ketainus, which is a tunic, which was worn underneath the me'il, that has to be made out of linen. That's sheish. And v'shibatzta means it should have a checkered pattern. V'asisa mitznefes sheish. The mitznefes, the hat that he wore, should be made out of linen. V'avne ta'asa masei reikim. And avnet, which is a belt, should be made work of an embroiderer. And now the Pasuk tells us about the begadim of the regular kaihanim, the kaihani hedyot. The Pasuk says, levnei Aaron tasei kutanos. And for the sons of Aaron, meaning the regular kaihanim, you should make kutanos, regular tunics. V'asiso lehem avnetim, you should also make them belts. Umigbayis tasei lehem, and make hats for them. V'chavod ulesifaris, for honor and glory. V'ilbashtei samas Aaron uchicha, and you should dress Aaron, your brother, with them. V'ez banavitai, and his sons with him. Umashachtei sam, you should anoint them with oil. Umileses yadam, and fill their hand. We're going to talk about what that means. V'kidashtei sam, and you should sanctify them. V'chihanu li, and they're going to be kaihanim for me. Let's take a garashi over here, pasuk mem, v'livnei Aaron tasa kutanis, you should make kutanis for them, arba begadim halal v'loyayser, the regular kaihanim, they only wear four begadim, not eight, kutanis, avnet, umigbayis, he mitznefes, that's the same thing as the mitznefes of the kohen gadol, umichnasai, maksuv l'mata v'parsha, and we're going to learn about the pants that they wore soon. Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vilbashta Isamis Aaron. Isam, Wurim Ba Aaron, the ones that were spoken about in regards to Aaron, Choshein, Va'efod, Umil, Ksinus, Tashbetz, Mitznefes, Va'avnet, Vitzitz, Umichnusam, Maksuvim, Mata, Bakulam, that's what you should dress Aaron with. Vezban of Itoi, Isam, Maksuvim, Bahem, all the different begadim that are spoken about in regards to the other Kaihanim. Umashachta Isam, you should anoint them. As Aaron, Vezban of, Beshem, and Amishcha, they should be anointed with the Shem, and Amishcha, this special oil that was used for anointing. Umilases Yadam, and you should fill their hands. What does that mean, fill their hands? Anytime we say a person's hand is being filled, it's an expression of inauguration. When a person starts something from that day and on, so we say that his hands are getting filled. And now Rashi says that this is something that even exists nowadays, meaning in Rashi's days. And in old French, we say when a person was appointed to do something, the ruler would give him this leather glove, an old French, it was called Gant, Val Yadai Hu Masak Badaver, and it was through this he was now established in his new position. The Karnosa Mesir Revestir Balaz, and this entire happening was called Revestir, Vahu Milo Yadayim, and this is the same thing as filling of hands. So we see in Rashi's times, there actually was this whole procedure that their hand was actually filled, they actually got a leather glove. So this Milo Yadayim means that Aaron is being established now as the Kohen Gadol, and his sons now are the official Kohanim. And back to Chumash Pasuk Membeis, here's the last of the big day. You should make for them pants out of linen, to cover the flesh of their nakedness. They should be from the hips until the thighs. Let's take a quick look at Rashi over here. You should make for them, for Aaron and his sons. That means, in total, the Kohen Gadol wore 8 begadim, and 4 were for the Kohen Hedyot. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Gimel for the last Pasuk in this Aliyah. And they shall be on Aaron and his sons when they come into the Ohel Moed, or when they approach the Mizbeach to serve in holiness, and they should not bear their sin and die. This is a decree forever for him and all of his generations after him. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Gimel. Al Aaron, Kol B'Gadim Ha'Ele, Al Aaron Hori Mloy. all these begadim have to be on Aaron, the ones that are fit for him, Valbanav, Hamurim, Behem, and again, all the begadim that are fit for his sons, Bevayim al Oil Maid, Lehechel, Vachin, Lemishkan, when they come to the Hechel and the Mishkan, they have to be wearing these begadim. Vamesu, so they shall not die. Halamata, we learn from here, Shamshamish Bechus begadim. If one of the Kaihanim does the Avaida and he's not wearing one of the begadim, Bemisa, he's Chayav Misa, Chukas Oilam Lai, what does this mean? Kol Makam Shenemar, Chukas Oilam, anytime it says Chukas Oilam, a decree forever, Hu Gezera Miyad Uladaris. This is a decree that's effective immediately, now and forever. La'akebay prevents it from being valid if it's not done exactly as the pasuk describes. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Tzava tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.